You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord have made. We are rejoicing in it already, and we're glad in it. Praise God. This is another day, another opportunity, another time to come into your cars, come into your homes. By the way, the radio station, guess what? Our favorite station, hallelujah, WWBC 1510 on your AM dial. We are grateful to you tuning in this morning. Oh, tuning in to the radio broadcast. Why? Because God is still on the throne. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it feels like. We know God is still on the throne. We're grateful. We're so grateful for you. Just take your time out. Just to don't touch the dial. Thank you. Hey, wait a minute. You're strolling across there. You're in the right. You're on the right station at the right time, because it's about time for your miracle. Things shall happen for you. Things will happen for you within this, guess what, 1 hour. I will stay with you if you stay with me. Don't touch that dial. Oh, man, I'm telling you, things are going to work out. If you trust God and believe him, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, God is still on the throne. We give him praise. We give him glory. We give him honor. Come on. We give him praise. We give him glory. And we give him honor. Why? Because he's saying everything, give thanks. But this is what the will of God concerning you. Amen. This is the will of God. You say, Apostle, how could this be the will of God? And all this is happening to me. How could this be the will of God? And I'm going through. Listen, you're going through it. This is not your destiny. It's not going to stop. This is not where it ends. You're coming out. You're coming over. You're coming across. You're coming through it. Come on, just do like David. I lift my eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. My help coming from the Lord that made the heaven and the earth. He that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. God is on your side this morning. God is working things out for you this morning. Come on, come on, come on. God is doing what he say he's going to do. Because why? His word is his bond, and his bond is his word. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah to God. We got to trust God at all times. Amen. Trust him when it don't feel good. Trust him when we don't understand. Trust him when we get going through it. Why? Because he's the orchestrator. He's the planner. He's the planner. He said, I know the thoughts and the plans that I want. Hallelujah. I know the thoughts that I think towards you. And I know the plan, hallelujah, that I have already planned for our lives. So guess your lives. So guess what? We're going to make it. Why? Because God is still on the throne. Again, good morning to you. Again, good morning, good morning. This is your host, Apostle Curtis Watkins. Praise our God, the pastor, founder of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. I'm telling you, God is still on the throne. Hey, you, God is still on your case. God is still working it out for you. Praise our God. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. You don't have to give in. You don't have to give out. You don't have to give up. But if you just trust God and allow God to do what he say he's going to do, he's going to do it. Hallelujah. He's got you on his mind. He got you in the perfect plan. This is the perfect plan for you. Why? Because things are going to happen. Why? Because things are going to turn around if you just trust our God. Trust him. Come on. Trust him when you can't trace him. Trust him. Amen. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. God bless you. Good morning, Nicole Johnson. Good morning. Hallelujah. God is still there for you. Don't worry. Don't fret. Everything is going to be all right. Come on. Let's go to the throne of grace. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for one more day. We thank you for one more time. We thank you for one more opportunity. We thank you for waking us up this morning. closing our right mind, Father. We thank you that we got the activity of our limbs, Father. We thank you, God, that we slept on throughout the night, God. God, we thank you this morning that you woke us up, God. Again, the activity of our limbs. Again, closing our right mind. Again, the blood running warm in our veins, Father. And we thank you right now, Father. Some are at work, God. Some don't perhaps have the day off today. Some had to take care of business today, oh God. We thank you for the favor of God that's going to rest on them while they're taking care of their business, Father. We thank you for the favor of God as they go throughout the day right now. Camp about around them right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you that the sick be healed, the oppressed be set free today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you today, God, because your word, hallelujah, will go out, but it will not return unto you void. It will accomplish what you sent it out to do, Father. And we thank you now, God, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you the praise, and we bless your holy name in Jesus' mighty name, Maximus' name, in Jesus' name, a name that's above every name. Hallelujah. And we thank you, and we glorify you, and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you can, I can't hear you, but if you can, just go ahead and clap your hands. If you can, just go ahead and wave your hands. I might not be able to hear you, but I can see you. Those that I can't see you, but come on, I cannot see you. But if you do that, amen, that means we coming in agreement. Amen. That means we won't want a car, and we giving God the praise. We giving God the glory. Again, this is your host this morning, live in the studio. Amen. I was not here, but I'm here today. I'm here this morning. Hallelujah. Live in the studio. Yours truly, Apostle Curtis Watkins. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, the pastor and founder of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to give a good God bless you shout out to those of you that's coming on. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. That's right. That's right, Nicole. Wave and give God praise. Grave and giving the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. I know things are going to work out. Why? Because God is on your side. God is working for you, not against you. Amen. Hallelujah. And we want to give honor to Lady Watkins. Amen. Evangelist Benita Watkins, my wife. Thank God for her. Amen. Hallelujah. We love you. Thank God for what's going on and what he's doing in your life. Amen. We thank God for our church, Mother Brown, and to all our evangelists, to all our prophetesses, and to all of the saints of God, amen, that is there at the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple. Amen. And to those of you that come by and visit us, thank God for you, you, and you too. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, I want you to know that God is on the throne. Good morning, Sister Gaina. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God is still on the throne. I want you to know that God is never going to fail. God will not fail. There is no failure in God. We must keep our eyes. We must keep our hope in him and our trust in him. Why? Because he is everlasting and everlasting and everlasting. Come on. Hallelujah. He's going to outlast. Uh-oh. This is going to be real good to y'all. Hallelujah. He's going to outlast what you're in that you think you can't come out. Oh. Better say that again. He's everlasting. He's everlasting. Come on. Hallelujah. Guess what? He's going to outlast what you think you can't come out of. Because why? He's the beginning and the end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. After everything is done and said, you come out, he's still there. Amen. And while you yet in there going through, he's there. Amen. So you can't destroy him, but we can destroy what we're going through through Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, we want to say thank God for you. Give God the glory. Give him the honor. Give him the praise. Why? Because he's still going to do what he say he's going to do. No matter what you're going through, God's going to do what he say he's going to do. God is a covenant keeper. Amen. Yes, he is. He is a covenant keeper. That's going to bless some of you right there. He is a covenant keeper. Oh, praise God. Let me go ahead and get through with this because I feel something is getting ready to happen into the atmosphere this morning. I feel that breakthroughs are coming in the atmosphere for you this morning. I feel that things are going to come through this for you this morning because we got the word into the atmosphere. We got the word into the atmosphere. We got the word into the right now. We got the word into the right now. Hallelujah. We got the right word for the situation that you're going through right now. Come on, hallelujah. If somebody needs to say right now, those of you that's right now, on the thing, on the screen and type in right now. It's going to be done when? Right now. According to the word, hallelujah, if you believe it, it's going to be done when? Right now. Praise our God. Listen, I want to thank all of you. I want to thank all of you. We give y'all, give God the praise. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to thank all of you that show your love. Amen. Showing your, it still continues showing your love. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we want to thank you from our family, from Minister Reverend Watkins, Nathaniel Watkins, my brother, myself, Apostle Curtis Watkins, and my brother Timothy Watkins. Amen. We want to thank you, the whole entire Watkins family. We want to thank all of you from the East Coast, from the West Coast, all the way down, everywhere around, those that came, those that gave us words of encouragement, cards, flowers. We want to thank you for being there with us. Melbourne, thank you so much. Titusville, thank you so much. Coco, all over. Oak Hill, thank you so much. Just all over. I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Amen. From the bottom of our hearts. God bless you. Mims, thank you. With the community, all of you that played a part in helping us celebrate my sister Carmelisa's homegoing service. Pray for us as we travel on the road, going to take her back home to Devlin, Georgia. Pray for us, amen. And as we go there, amen, and lay her to rest this week, amen. We want you to know God can see us through. He's going to continue to see us through. Again, we pray for those that are going through the bereavement hour right now. We pray that God will sustain you and bring you out. We want to pray for those right now. Amen. Hallelujah. We pray for the sick and shut in. Again, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I want you to know, good morning, daughter. I want you to know God is a right now God. That is resonating in my spirit. I got some more announcements, but I got to get there. That's resonating in my spirit. He is a right now God. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. According to what the word of God says, he is a very present help when right now. He's a right now God. If you can believe it, hallelujah, win right now. If you can just say it, win right now. You, oh my God, hallelujah. And you're going to have what you say win right now. Come on, hallelujah, because his word is above his word is above the situation. His word is above the situation. His word is above the situation. Everything that we're in, we got the word. We got the authority of the word of God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. And we want to thank all of you, all the saints. Thank the power of faith, healing, and deliverance. Temple. Oh, my God. Did not we have a time, amen, at the Apostolic Church of Jesus, the new deliverance. Hallelujah. Pastor Diana Hayes, Hick Hayes, amen, hallelujah. Did not we have a time on Thursday night? I mean, the Holy Ghost came in and swept the place. Praise our God. We want to thank God for her and her celebration in the church family. Amen, hallelujah. It was something. It was something in the place on Thursday night. Those of you that were there, you knew, hallelujah, that God moved. Come on, hallelujah. Keep your eyes on your leader. Come on, keep your eyes on your leader. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Don't get carried about away with everything else. Don't take your focus off your leader, off of the word that's coming out of her or his mouth. Come on, huh? Don't take, keep your focus, amen, in the footsteps. Watch your leader close. Come on, because what's on your leader, hallelujah, it's going to be transferred over to you. Come on, hallelujah, because why? We're walking in the footprints. We're walking in the footprints of Jesus. So keep your eyes on your leader. Oh, we want to thank God again for Pastor Diana Hayes, amen, in the Apostolic Church of Jesus, amen, hallelujah. We thank God for how he moved again. Listen, things are going to work out. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Miss Elise. Things are going to work out for you, amen. Just hold your head up high. Come on, don't walk in fear. Don't walk in doubt, but we walk in the word. We walk in the word. Why? Because it takes providence. Why? Because it take root. Come on, the word take root. Hallelujah. Over every situation. Why? Because God is a right now God. Right now. Hallelujah. The Bible says now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Why? Because God is a right now God. He will do it right now. You may say, I don't know how. I don't know when, but he'll do it again, and he's going to bring you out. He'll heal you again. Hallelujah. Because healing is the children's bread. Come on here. There's nothing too hard. Hallelujah. That you're in the midst of. Why? Because God is a right now God, and he will turn things around. Oh, that's just resonating in my spirit. I can't get away from that. Hallelujah. If we only trust God, win right now. If we can only trust God, win. Hallelujah. And stop looking at the circumstances, because he's a right now God. He's a right now. He's a right now healer. He's a right now judge. He's a right now mind regulator. He'll regulate your mind. Come on, hallelujah. Yes, we'll. And he'll comfort your heart. Amen. Win right now. Hallelujah. He'll step in. Win right now. He'll bring you out. Win right now. Hallelujah. You're not in nothing that God can't bring you out of. You're not going through nothing that God is not in there with you. Come on. Hallelujah. He told Jehoshaphat, he said, ye need not to fight in this battle. Come on here. What I need you to do is just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Win right now. Stand still. Stand still. Be not afraid, because who you see today, you will not see them no more. Hallelujah. Praise our God. God, a step in. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you, cousin, all the way from New York. He's a right now God. Hallelujah. He's a right now God, and he will do it right now. He will overturn. He will overturn. He'll overturn it. Come on here. No matter what you're going through with, God will overturn it. No matter what it looks like. Come on here. That's why he told us in the word of God, we walk by faith and not by sight. Come on here. Because sight will tell you something else. Sight will show you something else. Hallelujah. But right now, hallelujah, we are an overcomer. Praise our God. Right now, hallelujah, we will have our peace. Right now, we will have our joy. Win right now. Because God is a right now God. He's a right now God. He'll bring you out. Yes, he will. He'll heal you. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. He'll open up doors. Yes, he will. Come on here. Doors that people have closed. Men have closed and said they'll never open up. He'll step in, win right now, and open it. I don't care how many padlocks they got on it. Come on here. They can have it from the top to the bottom, from the bottom to the top. And then they can have a board, iron board laid across, board laid across the door and barred up, a barred iron, and think you can't get in. God will go through all of that and open it up. Hallelujah. And let you come walking in. Come on here. Hallelujah. He's a right now God. He's a right now God. Hallelujah. You don't have to fret. My God. You don't have to fear, because guess what? Jehovah Shabbat, he's with you. Jehovah Shalom, he's with you. Praise our God. When he's with you right now. Come on, you can get like David. David said, when yea do I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I fear no evil. He said, why? Because thou art with me. Hallelujah. Win right now. Thou rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil. Hallelujah. And my cup runneth over. Surely win right now. Surely win right now. Goodness and mercy shall follow me. Hallelujah. He's a right now God. He's a right now God. Hallelujah. He's a right now God. I'm telling somebody this morning that's under the sound of my voice, you just tune into the radio broadcast and it look like you're going through and it feels like you're not coming out. Hallelujah. But I come to tell you right now, right this very present moment, hallelujah, at 9:18, hallelujah, the God of all grace, the God of all peace, the God of all hope, he's with you right now. Hallelujah. Yeah, you got to believe it. You got to believe it. You got to believe it. You got to know this. You got to know this without a shadow of a doubt that God said in his word. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Come on here. Hallelujah. Win right now in the midst of what you in. He has not left you. In the midst of what you're going through, he's not left. He's there. Hallelujah. He's a right now. He's a right now present God. He's a, oh God, hallelujah. I just feel this in my spirit for somebody right now going through. You say, Apostle, I'm thinking, I'm just tuning into the radio broadcast and it look like I'm not coming out. You're coming out when? Now. You're coming out. You're coming through now. Come on, hallelujah. Just hold on just a little while longer, because he that will come shall come. We're in right now. He's a right now God. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. And I want to go here right here. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to go to the book of Jude. Hallelujah. To the book of Jude. And it says, hallelujah, in the book of Jude, and I'm tied in with this, hallelujah, in the book of Jude, it says, now unto him that is able, listen, now unto him that is able, when, right now, now unto him that is able, hallelujah, to keep you, oh my God, help me in here today, help me, God, hallelujah, right now, he's able to keep you. He's able to uphold you. He's able to sustain you. Come on, when you're going through, hallelujah, now unto him, not nobody else, not nobody else. Come on here. Now unto him that is able to do what? Keep you. Hallelujah. He'll keep you right now. Yes, he will. Pastor Wiggly, God bless you, Lady Wiggly. Hallelujah. He's able to keep you. He's able to bring you out. He's able to bring you through. Hallelujah. You must know without a shadow of a doubt that the God we serve is able to do a scene of all we think or ask when right now. Come on here. Hallelujah to God. He's with you. Hallelujah. According to what the word is saying. Hallelujah. In the book of Jude. Hallelujah. Now unto him who's able to keep you. Again, to keep you. To keep you from falling. Oh my God. Right now, he's able to keep you. He's a right now God. He can do it. He's able to keep you from falling. Amen. Hallelujah. A lot of people say, well, I'm gone. Seems like I can't get out of this. I can't get back up. I'm falling and I do this and I do this and I do that. But the word says, now unto him who is able to keep you from falling. Oh my God. You don't have to fall. You don't have to fret. Come on here. You don't have to give up. You don't have to give in. You don't have to give out. Come on here. Hallelujah. Because God is a right now God, and he will keep you in the midst of what you in. It will not overtake you. You will not go astray, because God don't have the power. He has all power. Come on here. Praise our God. Listen to me. Somebody out there want to give up right now. Somebody out there saying, I can't make it this Monday morning. Somebody out there saying, I don't know what I'm going to do this Monday morning. But he's a right now. He's a right now God. And he can bring you through it right now. Now unto him again, who's able to keep you from falling and to present you. Come on, to present you. The word present me. Come on here. He's presenting you. Hallelujah. He's carrying you. Come on here. He's bringing you to a place. We're right now. In him we trust. In him we look unto him who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless. He's the only one. He's the only one. Come on here. People find fault. Yes, they do in you. Come on here. People find faults. Come on here. And flaws in you. Come on here. But God said he is the one that can present you. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless. Right now, it's nothing, it's nothing, it's nothing that the enemy can do. It's nothing that the enemy can say. It's nothing that the enemy can operate in your life. Why? Because God is a right now God. Hallelujah. He's a right now God. And he's going to do what he say he's going to do according to his word for you. Why? Because he is a right now God. Right now. I believe I'm in his hands. I'm in his hands according to what the word said. I'm in his hands. Praise our God. The enemy can't pluck. He said who he have in his hand. The enemy can't pluck you out. The enemy can't pluck you out of God's hand. You're in God's hands right now. Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the Bible also goes to say, when the enemy come in like a flood, come on here, the Lord will lift a standard. When? Right now. He'll lift up a standard against what the enemy is trying to do. Come on. He is able. Hallelujah. He is able to do it. He will do it, and he can do it. He have done it, and he still to do. The songwriter said, wrote a song, say, he'll do it again. You may not know how. You may not know when, but he'll do it again. Hallelujah. The late Sister Betty Evans used to sing that song. Hallelujah. There are many people singing, and she was singing that song. Hallelujah. She said, you may not know how. And that's the truth. We may not know how God is going to do this. We may not know how God is going to bring us out. But all I know, he'll do it again. Why? Because he's a right now God. And he will what, turn things around. He will overturn things. When? Right now. But you must believe him. You must trust him. Hallelujah. You must know that he is who he say he is in the midst of the circumstances, in the midst of the situation. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. You must know who he is. You don't have to walk in fear. You don't have to walk in doubt. You don't have to sit there, hallelujah, and ponder and wonder how I am going to come through this. You know he can bring you out. Oh, my God. He can turn things around. When? Right now, my brother, my sister. Come on, he'll do it again. Hallelujah. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the only wise God. He said, my Savior, he's the only wise God. I trust in God. Hallelujah. You got to trust in God because he's a right now God. You got to trust in God because he's a strong God. Lean not to thine own understanding. Hallelujah. And he'll direct your path. Come on here. And all thy ways acknowledge him. Come on. And he'll direct your path. Why? Because we trust in God. Hallelujah. 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 We trust in God because he's an everlasting God. We can't give up on God. We can't give up on God. You can't just turn away, come on, because you're going through some stuff. But he's able to keep you from falling. He's able to do what presents you faultless. Come on here. Before the only wise God, our Savior, be dominion. To be dominion, power, and glory forevermore. He's not going to change. He's not going to change. His word is not going to change. Come on here. Hallelujah. We got to have enough faith in God. And believe in God. Excuse me. And believe in God that he's able to bring us out. He's able to bring us through. Mm. Hallelujah. Excuse me. He's able to do it. He's able. I just feel this so resonate in my spirit right now for somebody. Right now. Right now. Somebody going through something right now up under the sound of my voice. You listening to me. Perhaps you're watching on the video, Cypress audience. But I want you to know God is able to bring you out. I want you to know God is able to bring you through right now. Hallelujah. Hold fast. He's able to do it. It may not look like you're coming through this. It may feel like you're not going to come through this. But there is, hallelujah, a God that sits on the throne. There is a God that his ears are opening to the righteous cry. There is a God that, hallelujah, a God, hallelujah, not gods, but a God that can bring you out when, right this moment, right now. Come on, hallelujah, hallelujah to God. Come on, somebody, you need to tag and share this. Come on, hallelujah, because somebody, life is depending on this word. He's a right now God. They feel like they can't come out. They feel like they can't come over. They feel like, yes, all their loss. Now unto him that is able. He's able. He's able to do it. We got to get like the Hebrew boys. Come on. Hallelujah. If God don't deliver us, when? I know he's able. If God don't deliver us, we know he's able. He's able and capable because he's a right now God. He's able and capable because he's the beginning, he's the end, he's present right now, omnipresent, hallelujah, he's a right now God, he's going to do it, Hallelujah. Hold up. Don't give up. Don't touch that dial. Don't turn it off. Come on here. There is a word for your deliverance. There is a word for your healing. Come on here. There is a word for you. Why? Because God is able. Now unto him that is able to keep me, he'll keep you in the midst of what you're in. He'll bring you out. Come on. In the midst of what you're in. Come on. He'll turn around. He'll turn things around. Come on. To bring you out. To bring you over. To bring you across. Come on, hold fast to your confession. Put it into the atmosphere. He's a right now God. He's a right now God.